It is the review show after Crystal Palace 1, Liverpool 2 in the Premier League, which sees Liverpool remain 8 points clear at the top. With me, Dan Morgan, to discuss the win, I've got Sean Rogers, Neil Atkinson and Neil Jones. And Sean, as ever with approaches, I seen the Liverpool team, I thought maybe there was a possibility of a diamond. I thought Mane would be the tell. He was the tell in many ways, but he was on the right instead of the left, which Klopp's been a bit of a fan of when Salah or Firmino hasn't been in the side recently.
Yeah, indeed. I thought he'd have started. My first view when we were all talking pre-game was that Ox would be on the right, Mane left, because a bit like your back four, the least disruption you can make to it sometimes the best. And I know Old Trafford, with Origi going on the left, moving Mane to the right, didn't quite work. Then he ends up having to move Mane throughout the game. Sort of as Liverpool get better, Mane almost gets more marginalised, I suppose. The other alternative was, which one of the lads said they thought he might have gone, Wijnaldum, left side of midfield, Oxlade-Chamberlain right with Henderson and Fabinho, because putting your two best players together, Mane and Firmino, would be strong. And also, I think Klopp will really respect their wingers, especially with what went on at Anfield last year, maybe putting a bit more protection there. So, typical Klopp does none of that, really, does he? But to be fair, first, you look at the approach, they did exactly what you think they're going to do. If anything, you would say maybe Hodgson gave his wingers a little bit more rope than maybe Hodgson traditionally wants to. Normally they'd just been 4-5-1, don't want anyone crossing over the halfway line. It did look to me like their wingers played a lot higher, had a lot of freedom to dribble with the ball and give it away and all that kind of thing. But you look at the way the first 10 minutes went, I think Klopp's going to be really frustrated that when he's picturing how the game's going to play out, I don't think after an international break he could have wished for, other than a goal, I don't think the first 8, 9, 10 minutes goes any better. And when you watch it back, we look exactly what you think it would be. Crystal Palace looked to me like a team who have gone, these are going to be dead good. And in the first 10 minutes, their worst fears are realised, and I don't think they can get near us. And Liverpool look like the pairing. And then all of a sudden, there's a couple of little things and we lose complete momentum.